So tonight I'm not going to talk about Zen Mind Beginner's Mind. I'm going to talk about a text called the Shobogenzo Shinjin, which is a collection of koans that Dogen put together. And this is case number one, and it's called Ching Yuan's Whisk. So here's the koan. Zen Master Ching Yuan, who was alive from 660 to 740 in China, once asked Zen Master Shi Dao, 700 to 790, and also Shi Dao wrote the Sandokai, which is emerging a difference in unity, which, Nancy, you probably don't know about, but it's a very famous Zen text. So, Ching Yuan asked Shi Dao, "Where are you from?" And Shi Dao answered, "I am from Xiaozi, where the sixth ancestor Hui Ning taught." Master Ching Yuan held up a whisk and said, "Do you have this at Xiaozi?" Shi Dao said, "Not at Xiaozi, nor in India." Master Ching Yuan pushed Shi Dao by asking, "You haven't been to India, have you?" Shi Dao said, "If I had been there, it would not have been there." The master responded, "If you haven't been there, how can you say that?" Shi Dao said, "Master, you should say something rather than letting me say it all." The master said, "It's not that I mind saying something, but I fear it would be misunderstood later." And then the Denkaroku, which is the transmission of the light, which is another text, said that Ching Yuan hit Shi Dao with a whisk, whereupon Shi Dao experienced a great enlightenment. Okay, so let's take a look at the text here. This, by the way, is in Daido Lori's book that he published of the 300 koans. So, So when Ching Yuan says, "Where are you from?" this is like asking him, you know, what is your essential nature? Who are you? What is your true nature? So say something or do something for me that's going to show me your deepest understanding of who you are and what is the nature of reality. So it's not just some kind of intellectual response to how you understand the absolute or something like that. It's actually a heartfelt expression of your deepest understanding about yourself and your relationship to all of reality, about your understanding about that. So if you know Zen text, this is like the question, who is it that thus comes? And so it's this really deep inquiry. So Ching Yuan is asking him, this is a very classic kind of Zen entrance to a koan, to ask him this question. And so he's saying, can you express this deep understanding? And then Shi Dao says, "I am from Xiaozi, where the sixth ancestor taught." Well, the sixth ancestor is this really famous, important figure in Zen and in China. So for him to say, you know, "I'm from where the sixth ancestor taught," I think is, you know, he's kind of saying, "These are my credentials. This is, you know, this is kind of like where I'm from." But don't be fooled by this, because the sixth ancestor is dead. So Master Ching Yan's response to this was to hold up his whisk. So once again, this is the teacher's way of saying, what's happening in just this moment? What is this, just this? And so then he says, "Well, did I have this at Xiaozi? Do they have this whisk there?" And then Shi Dao says, "Not at Xiaozi and not in India." So I was kind of feeling his oats here. Yeah. So to be honest with you, I'm surprised that Sheikh Nuwad didn't just laugh out loud. You know? It's a kind of absurd answer to say that. Not at Shaoxi, nor in India. But on the other hand, he is kind to Shi Dao, so he continues the dialogue with him. And I don't know whether he's trying to kind of let him hang himself, or whether he's doing it actually as an act of compassion. But I think maybe it's both. So I think what Shi Dao is trying to express in a kind of a intellectual affected way is he's trying to point to the absolute. He's trying to say that it doesn't exist in the sense of when we talk on the Heart Sutra, no eyes, no ears, no nose, no tongue. So he's saying that in the absolute, in the non-dual, it doesn't exist here and it doesn't exist in China. Actually, it doesn't exist anywhere from that point of view. Because nothing exists in its particularity from the point of view of the absolute. So I think that's what he's trying to say from this kind of, again, this sort of intellectual affected point of view. Not at Shaoxi and not nor in India. So, he's really off the mark here because he kind of doesn't know what he's talking about. So the Dengaroku in the, which is the transmission of the light, and the transmission of the light is a book of succession stories. So it's like it starts out with Buddha, and it goes on through many, many, many generations of the lineage. So this is the story of Shi Dao's Dharma, his transmission of the light, his understanding, his awakening, his enlightenment. So the Dengaroku says, Zen students of recent times fruitlessly run around in the midst of sound and form. And that's something, that we do. It's like we just kind of run around. And then we're pulled around by our own emotions, we're pulled around by our passions, we're pulled around by the things that are going on around us. We just get caught up in that kind of whirlwind of activity. And then it says, even if they have memorized the words of the Buddha and the Zen masters and have formulated some way of understanding to cling to, still they have realized nothing. So this is something that I don't know that we memorize the words of the Buddhas and the Zen ancestors, but we certainly attach the teachings. So in this case, they're saying if you just are attached to the words of the teaching, that's a problem. Of course, we have to study the teaching, right? So we use the teaching as a way to understand the nature of what our lives are. But at the same time, we have to experience our life. So at the same time, while the Buddha's talking about something that's both particular and absolute, or the Dharma teachers or the ancestors are talking about that, we have to, like Bodhidharma students, we have to find our place in that. We have to find that particular thing that is our realization that at the same time is expressing all reality. Because all of reality has a place for each thing, right? It's like, it's not like it's a place in the sense of all of reality has some intelligence and they're making room for us, but everything is there unobstructed. Every particularity is rising and falling and part of this whole that we call non-duality, but at the same time there is this particular